Hi, it's Mac. On a what has turned out to be a beautiful day after all. I was really concerned this morning when that heavy, heavy harbour just seemed to be keep rolling in off the North Sea. And then a little bit of sunlight punched through the clouds or the harbour, and now at 2 p.m. is absolutely gorgeous, and it's been like that since I'd say 11:30, going on 12 o'clock. So my worries have all gone as regards the weather, because once we get this weather, we don't want to lose it, do we? And that's a reason why I'm doing this boo, actually, listening to, amongst others, who are preparing for hot summers. Sassy Cat talks about the increasing temperatures and how hot it is, and how this really only is the start of the season for them, and it's just only going to get hotter and hotter, and how the people all complain. They complain in the winter, they want some sunshine, and when the sun comes along they complain it's too darn hot. Well, that is actually just human nature, isn't it? Because it happens here too, Sassy Cat. I can assure you, we have terrible weather over here for the past number of years. The weather in UK, Scotland in particular, but the UK as well. The weather, the climate has changed, and the summers are definitely nothing like the summers that used to be, even, I'd say, 10 years ago. But people, it doesn't matter, because people just, they're still the same. I even heard someone... We've had this weather now for a few days, and I even hear someone saying after about the second day, oh, it's too warm. And it was on about second day, about 21 degrees or something like that, which is very comfortable here. It's a lovely, comfortable temperature. And they were complaining, and I thought, they weren't complaining to me, I just heard them complain. I thought, that's the old, old story, isn't it? They're never bloody happy. You know, what did they want? Did they want a climate that is dry and bright, but precisely 18 degrees or 19 degrees, because 21 is just too darn hot? You know, and of course that shows up the differences in where you are in the world as well, because over there in Kat's country, the area she is, I'm guessing the way she's talking, the temperature is going to soar way up in the 90s probably. Here, in my part of the world, we have a temperature difference, always, an annual, every day, or I should say an everyday temperature difference between here and the south of England. And it can be, even when they're getting bad weather, it can be 3 or 4 degrees difference Celsius, that is, of course. In the summer, it can be even more. But speaking for my part of the country, where we've been brought up and used to the summers that we get when we do get a summer, I'd have to say that 24 degrees would be absolutely more than enough. Just on the verge of becoming uncomfortable here, because when we get heat, we get great humidity, and everybody just sweats and it becomes really uncomfortable. Whereas you can go to a dry country that gets 95 degrees and you don't have the humidity, so it's actually more comfortable. So what I'm trying to say is that the complaints about weather, Cat, is just no different over there than it is here. It's just universal, I think. And without making a sexist remark in any way, my opinion and observations on it, it invariably comes from women. Very, very seldom hear men saying it's too hot. It's usually the opposite. Men are saying, this is grand. Oh, let's have a bit more of this. Oh, another 2 or 3 degrees would be great. I hope it lasts for 3 months. This is the kind of things you get from men. From women, after 2 days. Not every woman, of course. But there are a great percentage of women who... They're the ones that moan early, and then as time goes on, more and more women complain. Don't know what that's all about. But that's just an observation, by the way. But so I'm sitting here just now with there's a breeze blowing, but it's actually a very pleasant breeze. I'm sitting on my garden bench at the front of the house this time. looking over to my pond, and I don't know temperature where a binge bit. This is a sun trap bit, so I'm guessing I'm currently sitting in about 23, 24 degrees in the open. If I walked a few paces to the drive, it'd probably be about 20, maybe 21. So we wouldn't cope over here with the temperatures you get, Kat, over there. Absolutely not. If we got those kind of temperatures during the summer period, for the prolonged periods you get, we would all crack up. Most of the women, but it would be too warm, to be honest. And I'm putting my hand up to say that I'd be perfectly happy going through the summer and have 24, 25 degrees as an absolute maximum. Because to us, that would be a fantastic summer. That would be absolutely great. And we wouldn't wish for higher temperatures than that, because it would become far too uncomfortable. So differences in climates in different countries, of course, but I think at the end of the day, human nature is human nature, and no matter where we are, I think we all, in general, are never happy with what I've got. And we get lots of rain here, and then we get a dry spell, people saying, oh, we need some rain too. And this is a great saying, I've heard many women say this, including my wife. It needs to rain to clear the air. You tell me what that's all about. I could never figure that one out. A sunbathing mac, well, not really, I'm sitting in my work shorts and my bench, but I'm doing a lot of tidying up the garden, preparing to have everything ready before the holidays, so I am not bathing. I can't lie in the sun anyway. I get fed up after 5 minutes. So from a sun, semi-sunbathing mac in his garden on a gorgeous day at about 23, 24 degrees Celsius. I hope you're all having a lovely day, and hope this, and I really do hope this continues right through to September. That's my prayer. Bye for now.